Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, and glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm truly blessed. I am truly blessed. I'm thankful to God in the name of Jesus once again that we got a chance to still get it right. I thank God on today, for he's blessed me with the opportunity in the name of Jesus to continue to bring the word of God, to reading it out of the New King James Version translation as we come forth in the book of 2 Kings. Praise God. It's truly an anointing and a blessing to hear the word of God. We say God bless each and every one of you out there. We see you out there, Minister Andrew Orlando, out of Los Angeles. Oh, I'm sorry. That's out of Orange County, California. Amen. We say thank God for that brother out there in the name of Jesus out in Springfield, Illinois. We thank you for all those that are listening here close by and near. We thank God for those out there in South Korea, Japan, the United Kingdom. Amen. Germany, Egypt, hallelujah. We say thank God for those that are out there in Sri Lanka. God bless each and every one of you. Of course, we recognize those in Canada and praise God here in the United States of America. We thank God in the name of Jesus for each and every one of you. Because, you know, if it had not been yet for the goodness of the Lord, ask yourself. Where would you be? This is a time, praise God, of inspiration and reflection. Rest again, giving God opportunity to take place in our heart, in our mind, and in our soul, trusting that God is real and true. We acknowledge here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, that God is. Amen. That all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. But then I also want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because she is such an inspiration in my life. Amen. I thank God for my wife. I thank God in the name of Jesus for the anointing that continues to flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. As we continue to do a hospice in our home, we still trust God through all of what he has for us to do. We'll be and faithful of a little. He said he'll make you ruler over much. So we're just going to have patience and trust in the Lord. When that time comes, hallelujah, call our name, call our number, because we're ready to serve you, Lord, with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. And that's our purpose on today. For this is the day, praise God, that the Lord has made. This is September 21st, 2022. Amen. We say God bless each and every one of you, even those out there. We pray for in Puerto Rico that's going through that terrible, terrible situation. We understand that that's going on in the Europe area with Russia and, you know, Ukraine. There's much going on in even our back doors. So it's very important to recognize how important we need God, Jesus, in our life. You know, he's the only one that has overcome this world. And we have a purpose and a reason to seek his face. How did he do it? Amen. How did Jesus Christ do all of what he's done to overcome those temptations? I'm not going to continue long in talking, but I do understand that if loving the Lord is wrong, as we always say, I don't want to be right. Trusting God on today. Praise God. Thank you for our listeners that are continuing to listen, even those that are listening to our archives. Amen. God bless you. We trust the anointing continues to flow through the Spirit of God, for it's that of the Word of God, which has been inspired by God. And amen. That spirit is true even on today. Amen. We come forth and give you a prayer. After that prayer, we're going to go into a song, and then we will return to 2 Kings. Amen. Chapter 1. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, we take a pause and say, thank you, Lord. For we acknowledge you as being greater than great, that you are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, that, Father God, you're most merciful, you're most holy, you're most righteous, and you're the most loving. And we thank you, Lord God, for that love that's able to shed upon us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, wiping away all forms of negativity, all forms of sin, because you said if we confess our sins, then you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and heal us of all unrighteousness. If there be anyone out there committing a sin on today, Lord, we pray the sins of omission or of the sins of commission, we ask for your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, as we continue to plead the blood over our lives, over our families, over our children, over our jobs, over our finances, over our possessions. Lord, we thank you for how you've provided for us thus far. We know that, Father, apart from you, we can do nothing, but we trust your word. As you said into the word, you said that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we pray as on today that the anointing and the Holy Spirit by way of the words that are individually put here will touch somebody's spirit, touch somebody's soul. As the word gets into their heart, heal them, deliver them, protect them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We pray for those men, women, boys, and girls that may be incarcerated in our jails, in our prisons, in our youth facilities that are meant for incarceration. Lord, we pray for those that are drug treatment centers and facilities. We ask, Lord God, for your healing, that you show up and that you show out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the brother that's out there in Heron, Illinois. We thank God for the brother that's out there, praise God, in Waukegan, Illinois. Amen. We say thank God for those out there in the United States of America, the world, and all those who be listening. Let them be blessed through the hearing of your word, increasing that faith in Jesus' name, that we continue to move forward each and every day. We recognize that, Lord God, we almost let go in the midst of those situations that we had. But we know that if we just stand, and after we've done all we can do to stand, you said, stand. But even though we know that we almost let go, but thank God that you can still be there for us.
This song says God's mercy.
In Jesus' name. We'll be back.
So I wouldn't let
after
go.
After this.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Almost gave up.
I almost
God's mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. We want to thank God once again on today as we continue to bring forth the word of God. We truly thank God in the name of Jesus as to on today we continue to bring his word. You know, this is time and this is the day that we have to continue to acknowledge God in all of what it is that we do. You see, apart from God, as we share, we can do nothing. But with God, for God, and by God, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. We currently are in 2 Kings, amen, chapter 1. Let us read.
Moab rebuilt against Israel
after the death of Ahab. Now, Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured.
So he sent messengers and said to them, go, inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury. But the angel of the Lord said, Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? No. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed in which you have gone up, but you surely shall die. So Elijah departed, and when the messenger returned to him, he said to them, why have you come back? So they said to him, a man came up to meet us and said to us, go, return to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. Then he said to them, what kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words? So they answered him, a hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king said to him, a captain of 50 with his 50 men. So he went up to him, and there he was, sitting on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, man of God, the king has said, come down. So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, I am a man of God. Then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Then he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 men. And he answered and said to him, man of God, thus has the king said, come down quickly. So Elijah answered and said to them, if I am a man of God, let fire and your 50 men. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him in his 50. Again, he sent a third captain of 50 with his 50 men, and that third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and pleaded with him and said to him, Man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Look, fire has come down from heaven and burned up the first two captains of 50s and their 50s. But let my life now be precious in your sight. And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. Then he said to him, Thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to acquire Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to acquire of his word? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So, Isaiah died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, because he had no son. Joram became king in his place. In the second year of Jeroboam, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by the whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elisha said, As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, Yes, I know. Keep silent. Then Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. But he said, As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Now, the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? So he answered, Yes, I know. Keep silent.
Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not lead you."
So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood face them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please let the double portion of your spirit be upon me." So he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be as so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Then they said to him, "Look now, thou art 50 among strong men with your servant. Please let them go and search for your master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley." And he said, "You shall not send anyone, but when they urge you to tell," he was ashamed. He said, "Send them. Therefore, they sit 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did did not find him. And when they came back to him, for he had stayed in Jericho, he said to them, did I not say to you, do not go? Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there instead. Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. So the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. Then he went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up the road, some youths came from the city and mocked him and said to him, go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head. So he turned around and looked at them and pronounced a curse on them in the name of the Lord. And two female bats came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youths. Then he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 3. Now Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel at Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and mother, for he put away a sacred pillar of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he persisted in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He did not depart from heaven, from them. Now, Misha, king of Moab, was a sheep breeder, and he regularly paid the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But it happened when Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So King Jeroboam went out of Samaria at the time and mustered all Israel. Then he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? And he said, I will go up. I am as you are,
my people as your people, my horses as your horses.
Then he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, by way of the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on that roundabout route 7 days, and there was no water for the army, nor for the animals that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, for the Lord has called these 3 kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord here that may inquire the Lord by him? So one of the servants of the king of Israel asked and said, Elisha, the king of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. But the king of Israel said to him, no, for the Lord has called these 3 kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, will it not be I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah? I will not look at you, nor see you. But now bring me a musician. Then it happened, when the musician played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is the simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Also, you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Now it happened, in the morning when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the lands was filled with water, And we know the Moabites had, that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms, and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings had surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now, therefore, Moab to the spoil." So, when they came to the top of Israel, Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Then they destroyed the city, and each man threw a stone on every good place of the land and filled it. And they stopped up all the springs of water and cut down all the good trees. But they left the stones of Kir Hazareth intact. However, the slingers surrounded and attacked it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took him 700 men who drew swords to break through to the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son, who would have reigned in his place, and offered him as a that was great indignation against Israel. So they departed from him and returned to their own land. 2 Kings chapter 4. Our Satan, woman who owed the wives of the sons of the prophets, cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditors is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in this house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into their all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. Her brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came into the man of God and said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. Now, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, look, now I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by as regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it was, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and laid down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king for the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is it to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservants. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head. So he said to the servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then She called to her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath, she said. It is well. Then she saddled a donkey and said to a servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her fall, that he said to his servant, Gehazi, go, look. The Shemite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Now, when she came to the man of God at the heel, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me. And as he's not told me, so she did ask a son of my Lord. Did I not say, do not deceive me? And he said to Gehazi, get yourselves ready and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him, but lay my staff on the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Now, Gehazi went out on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore, he went back to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. When Elisha came into the house, there was a child lying down on his bed. He went in therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times. And the child
Amen, amen, amen. We had issues on technical difficulties again. But praise God, we're going to pick back up in chapter 4, verse 41. Let's read 2 Kings.
So he said, then bring some flour. And he put it in a pot and said, serve it to the people, and that they may eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. Then a man came from Beersheba, and brought the man of God bread and the first fruits, 12 loaves of barley bread and newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give it to the people that they may eat. But his servant said, what shall I set this before 100 men? He said again, give it to the people that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also in the mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited in Naaman's wife, and she said to her master, mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Syria, for he would heal me, him of his leprosy. And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy. And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Thou far, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with him. So it was, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had tore his clothes, that he sent to the King sing. Why have you torn your clothes? Please, let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. The Naaman went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be cleansed. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pepper, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near to him and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan. According to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now, and he returned to the man of God, and all his aids, and came and stood before him, and he said, indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant. But he said, as the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So Naaman said, then if it pleases, not please let your servant be given to mules of earth, and your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifices to other gods, but to the Lord. Let yet in this thing, may the Lord pardon your servant, when my master goes into the temple of women to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow down in the temple of Rimmon. When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, when the Lord temple pardon your servant in this thing, then he said to him, go in peace. So he departed from him a short distance.
But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, look, my master has spared living this Syrian while not receiving from his hands what he brought. But as the Lord leads, I will run after him and take something from him. So Gehazi pursued Naaman. When Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master has sent me, saying, indeed, just now, two young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the mountains of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Zunimin seed, please take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver and two bags with two changes of garments and handed them to two of his servants, and they carried them on ahead of them. When he came to the cathedral, he took them from their hand and stored them away in the house. When he let the men go, and they departed, no, he went in and stood before his master. Elisha said to him, where did you go, Gehazi? And he said, your servant did not go anywhere. Then he said to him, did not my heart go with you when the men turned back from the chariot to meet time to receive money and to receive clothing, olive groves and vineyard, sheep and oxen, mule and female servants, male? Therefore, the lepers say, a Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever. And he went out from his presence, leprous, as white as snow. Amen. Amen, amen. Sorry for that slight pause in between that. You know, once again, we kind of jumped off, or somehow it jumped off. But we thank God we were able to jump back on. Praise God. We continue to finish up on the Word of God through reading the New King James Version of 2 Kings with that translation. And as we continue to bring the Word of God, we bring it Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we do this and continue to do this as often as the Lord allows us to do it. Amen. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And as always, we continue to bring forth the Word. We will be back again on tomorrow, wrapping it up the week. Well, we thank you for joining us here, David and Diane, Ministry and Friends, as Elder David Ambrose Shaw reads the uncompromising, unchanging Word of God from God's Holy Word through the New King James Version. 2 Kings, chapter 1 through 5. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day again, we humble ourselves. Once again, thanking you for allowing us to continue to press on and move forward, asking that you forgive us of our defects of character and that we continue to improve in your spirit. We trust your will and your way to continue to manifest within us. We love you, Lord. And as we continue to move forward, we ask that you protect us, Lord, and be with us. We never could have made it without you. But we're glad that we're here and that you did not let go. Be blessed. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.
So I wouldn't let go.
God bless you.
Anybody in here ever felt like
we'll
giving
back.
Up? Just throwing in the towel. Just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. This song says, God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel. Just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I wouldn't let go.